Hello and welcome to today's call. I'm your host and best-selling author, Devorah Lansky from ReachMoreReaders.com. And our guest today is Daniel Alphon of DanielAlphon.com. Let me tell you a little bit about Daniel. Daniel is a LinkedIn expert. He is the author of Build a LinkedIn Profile for LinkedIn Success. Daniel's clients include entrepreneurs, consultants, authors, and marketers, and he has been on LinkedIn since 2004. You can find him there at linkedin.com/in/Alphon, A-L-F-O-N. Today we're going to be talking about why authors need LinkedIn. Welcome, Daniel. I'm so glad that you could be here today. I know that our audience is going to get a lot out of our call. So thank you for being here and thank you for your time.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Devorah. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, Daniel, how did you get started with LinkedIn and how has LinkedIn contributed to your success?
I really joined LinkedIn when the whole idea was new. I think I was a member like 100,000 or so, and the whole idea of social networking was pretty new. Back at the time, I used it for my own sales job, and I just found out that it helped me identify my prospects better. And with time, I was a trainer, so I started building training for sales managers and entrepreneurs. And with time, you know, people moved to another company and then asked me to come in and trail their sales force or help them. It's been an amazing journey. I would never thought it would develop into such an amazing company and such an amazing platform.
So it's really helped you to grow your business and make connections probably worldwide, I'm guessing.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So LinkedIn is such a mysterious network. They tell us, oh, it's for professionals, and people don't really know what to do there. Let's start off by having you tell us, what is LinkedIn?
With pleasure. So simply put, LinkedIn is, as you said, a professional network. In other words, it enables career professionals to perform actions on the LinkedIn platform. It could be building a profile, connecting with people they know, joining groups, running searches, hire people, publish articles, and do extra things. We also have to remember that on LinkedIn, the focus is on your career or your business. And for authors, it means our publishing business. LinkedIn has over 500 million users, and about 140 million of them are in the U.S. And an interesting fact is that every second, two people open a LinkedIn account.
People open a LinkedIn account?
Two people sign up to LinkedIn every single second. I'd like to get back to your original question. Authors should simply ask themselves a simple question. What would they like LinkedIn to perform for them? It's a no-brainer, but a lot of authors think that they have to do something else on LinkedIn, like posting their resume or look for a job or something else. You can decide what's your marketing objective, and LinkedIn could help you support that marketing objective. Sell more books, get more exposure, secure speaking opportunities, whatever is good for your business.
So how would authors go about locating those opportunities and putting it out there, what they're looking for, without being salesy? Because one of the requirements on LinkedIn, different than Facebook and Twitter, where you can just promote yourself, on LinkedIn that's not allowed. So talk to us a little bit about the environment of LinkedIn and how authors should proceed.
Okay, so the first thing to remember is that not all LinkedIn users are aware of our books. And the very first thing to do for us is to help them see our books or the book that we released. And that could be done using our profile. Our profile could promote our business. It could promote our book. Could promote our author platform. I agree, it's not a salesy platform, but if we increase the awareness to our books, then our Amazon downloads will increase, and then we'll get more exposure.
So without being salesy, what are some of the ways that we can get, you know, the news of our book out there or the awareness of our book out there?
Okay, so let's dive in and let's discuss three key benefits for authors. The first and foremost, LinkedIn can increase the exposure of our book. Here, when your LinkedIn profile highlights your book, each user visiting your profile will see the books you've published. The more active you are on LinkedIn, the more people will visit your profile. As a result, some visitors will go to your website or to Amazon and simply download your book. Beyond getting exposure for your book, a second benefit for authors is the ability to identify influencers, journalists, bloggers, and podcasters. Using search filters on LinkedIn, you can identify influencers, bloggers, journalists. And if you connect smartly, starting with people you know well, there are two things you can do. The first is to gather attention simply by visiting their profile. And the second is to reach out to them in a smart way, preferably through a trusted common connection. So LinkedIn can lead to extra exposure for the book and also help us identify bloggers who can write about the book or interview you. And the third benefit I'd like to mention is the ability to leverage your network throughout the writing process and throughout the publishing process. You can reach out to your tribe and simply ask them for help. I've seen simple status updates on LinkedIn asking which book cover is better, A or B, which book title is better, this or that. Some of those got hundreds of comments, thousands of comments, way beyond the original network of the person who asked the question. That's just one example. You can ask who's willing to read an advanced copy of your book. You can ask who knows an editor. You can ask or find local events for you to speak at, or even ask who's willing to read your book and post an honest review on Amazon or Goodreads. So in short, use LinkedIn to help you reach your marketing objective. And if I may add another thing, don't start using LinkedIn the minute your book is out, but start today, even if it's not, if it hasn't been published yet. We can leverage LinkedIn to get extra exposure, find journalists who can review the books, and even crowdsource parts of our writing and publishing. We can dive into LinkedIn demographics because LinkedIn focuses on work. The users are often 30 to 60 years old. They tend to be better educated with a high proportion of decision makers. If this is your audience, then LinkedIn is a key asset in your marketing plan. Another idea, could your book be selected as a gift for the company's employees? If so, then targeting the HR or welfare communities on LinkedIn can potentially mean business and big business for you, because HR, as you know, is very big on LinkedIn. Can your book help them? Second thing, when authors Google their names, you will see that LinkedIn is often there among the very first results. In fact, Voa, I just Googled you. Yes, and your own LinkedIn profile is second only to bookmarketingmadeeasy.com.
Which is my website.
Yes. So even if authors produce a ton of content, their LinkedIn profile will often rank very highly, sometimes before Amazon, before Twitter, before YouTube. And the good thing for authors is that because you control 100% of what people see on LinkedIn, with a strong LinkedIn profile, you get a powerful website that Google itself promotes for free. You got a powerful review, you can upload it, and everyone visiting your profile will see it. You control your image. And it's free. Authors don't have to pay LinkedIn, because the free LinkedIn platform is so rich, it's almost overwhelming. Most users never master more than 10% of LinkedIn features. Authors who dive into LinkedIn's platform, groups, articles, connections, and searches will discover a powerful marketing engine. Authors can monetize it, because you know that when readers download your book on Amazon, the entity that sees and keeps their email addresses is Amazon, not the author. On LinkedIn, when someone connects with you, you have their full name. If you two connect, you also get their primary email. So LinkedIn enables authors to be in touch with readers without Amazon in the middle, to increase exposure and also to build their own list. In short, LinkedIn users are decision makers. The LinkedIn profile has enormous SEO power. It's free to use and you can monetize it. Get exposure for your book, identify influencers, and leverage your network while writing your book.
So what do you mean we can monetize it?
What I mean by monetizing is that we can connect with people and we can move them or ask them to get our newsletter and to promote the book in ways that we cannot perform on Amazon. If we decide to leverage LinkedIn and publish excerpts or parts of our book, and if we want to connect with people on LinkedIn, then we could export the email addresses of all our connections, and with their permission, send them an email announcing a special promotion or an event you're speaking at or a virtual blog tool or anything you'd like. It's not direct monetization, but it's you don't have someone in between controlling the email addresses like Amazon.
So you're getting a lot more exposure.
Yes, precisely.
So where do we start?
Whether you've been on LinkedIn for years or not, I think it's important to start with your profile. And that means authors have to avoid the temptation to accept or send invitation requests or grant LinkedIn access to their email provider. Every action on LinkedIn shows the author's profile. So my key advice for authors would be to build a reader-oriented profile before doing anything else on LinkedIn. Build a reader-oriented profile. In short, the first step is to build a profile that will convert our reader, which proves why what do most people do on LinkedIn is not a good question. You can gain a competitive advantage when you ask yourself, will that help me? What is a converting profile? What do I call a reader-oriented profile? It's very simple. Anyone visiting your profile should immediately see a book. If you visit my profile on LinkedIn, you will see the book cover up front. That's if I go to your LinkedIn profile, I will see book marketing made easy. That's something authors can do as soon as they have the book name, even before it's released. Just the cover, just the name. The profile, the single most frequent action performed on LinkedIn is reading other people's profiles. So it's not an afterthought. People are here to see what you offer. It's up to the authors to show their best face and to show the book or the message they want to share with everyone on their profile.
One of the things I've noticed is when I update my profile, everybody who's connected to me sees that announcement go across their timeline saying they've added a position or they've changed their profile or something like that. So you get attention by updating your profile.
That's correct. Yes. It could be controlled. There's a privacy setting that can enable you to let others see that you've updated your profile or not. And obviously for authors, the minute the book is released is a major milestone, and they could. I've seen authors who added a new experience with the name of the book. And that's on LinkedIn. That's the single most important notification that LinkedIn will share with everyone in your network. So if you had a new book out there and you added it as a new experience, it will maximize exposure. It may not be 100% of your connections, but it will be a lot. And it will only take you, 5 minutes.
That is so powerful. I know that when I make a significant change, like update, like publish a new book or, launched a new website, I will get dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of comments from people on my list congratulating, asking questions, asking how they can help. And so it's a very very networking friendly platform.
Absolutely. If the book is about business or about your career or anything that's probably nonfiction, then LinkedIn is a very natural landscape for authors.
All right, so we've registered for LinkedIn. We've added a profile and made our our profile reader oriented so that people are intrigued and they want to read? Are there specific, there's a lot on the profile page, but there are there like the top three specific areas that you would have us do next after our, we fill in our experience and our biography?
Sure. After we build the reader-oriented profile, I would ask authors a set of very simple questions. Who are our readers? What action would we like them to perform? And lastly, when our readers visit our LinkedIn profile today, do you think they're likely to perform the action we wanted? Let's take an example. Our readers could be WordPress site owners. And if we just published a WordPress guide, then the action we'd like readers to perform is very simple. Go to the Amazon book page or go to our website. But the authors looking at their profile would often say, I would not go to the Amazon page because there is no information here. I haven't highlighted my book. Because they treat LinkedIn differently than what they really need. They want to market a book, but they don't use their LinkedIn profile as a marketing tool. Now, once we're ready to build a reader-oriented LinkedIn profile, we can add a top banner showcasing our book, because LinkedIn enables all users to add a theme banner just above our profile photo. A good professional profile photo, because LinkedIn users are up to 24 times more likely to click on a profile that shows a photo. We can add an attractive headline using the name of the book. And maybe the ace in the hole is really adding rich media that are visual. Authors are blessed because they could use what LinkedIn calls rich media, simply files or images. And any author who's got even one Amazon book can use the cover, can use the intro, can use the recommendations, at least one of them, and the cover is probably the usual suspect. And within minutes, they can make their profile a lot more attractive by adding the LinkedIn, the rich media to their profile. They would be visual. People would be able to click on them and see the book. Then you can add even other things like links to the Amazon page or book reviews or the author platform or a virtual book tour, interviews, videos, whatever you'd like. And lastly, a clear call to action.
We put the call to action in the graphic or someplace on our profile?
It could be on the profile. I've seen authors who use the banner simply saying just released or go to Amazon and with the image of the book. It could also be if you add an experience section with the name of the book and you had like maybe two or three sentences about the book. You can simply add a neutral sentence saying, to see the book, go here. And then you add the link. It doesn't have to be salesy. It could be informational. But if I had to guess, not all authors and not even all authors have performed this simple, clear call to action addition to their profile. Because if we ask them what do they want, they will say, we want more downloads, we want more sales, we want more exposure. Then our job is to help readers discover our book. And most authors have never thought of LinkedIn that way. They've never asked themselves those simple questions. And the questions are really simple. When you build your website, you had a clear call to action, right? And if you think of LinkedIn as a website, why should the call to action be missing? Second thing we can do is to join LinkedIn groups where our readers are and find at least one group where you become a meaningful contributor. There are a lot of groups on LinkedIn and there's an opportunity there. The opportunity lies in the fact that people have stopped sharing content in many groups, but they haven't left the groups. So many LinkedIn users stopped receiving content from large groups. I would look for groups that aren't huge, contributing to a number of niche groups with 500 to 800 members can result in bigger impact in sales than a crowded spammy group with 500,000 members, where it gets very complicated to actually notice whatever the author is doing. And authors listening to us can search groups on LinkedIn, select a few dozen groups where their audience is, again, starts with your audience, and join the groups ahead of time. The trick is not to join the groups when your book's out, but to try to learn what works for you. To become meaningful within the groups, it takes time. You need to help others, to ask interesting questions, to engage with the group managers and group members, and you need to post quality content, not yours. Sharing quality content in such groups will leverage the group's membership, resulting in extra exposure for the author. And the third point I would mention is to spend some time on the platform. Because, like you said, it's not easy. It's not very user-friendly. It may take a couple of hours to really understand the way LinkedIn navigation works, the searches, the settings, the connections, the apps. But once you've passed that threshold, then your knowledge will help you get a lot more exposure by a website that you've already created. And you will discover very powerful possibilities, increasing the exposure to the book or your author platform, whatever you choose.
I find groups over on LinkedIn, the members connect on a deeper level, especially if you get into a niche group where people are invested in sharing, and you can adjust which emails you get sent to your email box and which ones you can just get a notification on LinkedIn when you get there, so you don't have to get inundated with email. And so I recommend starting with, you know, a couple of groups and getting used to the scenery, if you will, to the environment, and then maybe making it a certain day of the week that you spend time on LinkedIn, and you can get a lot out of it. So it still is such a mysterious platform. So what do you think that authors don't understand about LinkedIn that you can shed the light on? Oh, to our listeners, it looked like Daniel was just bumped off. He'll be calling back in. He's calling in from Israel, and he must have gotten bumped off. So there he is. You're back, Daniel?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just talking while you were on a field trip. Now you're back. And so I was just asking you, I mean, LinkedIn is still so mysterious, and the only way we're going to solve the mystery is by spending time there, and you've given us a bit of a roadmap. The question I asked was, what don't authors understand about LinkedIn?
Well, so I agree, LinkedIn can be overwhelming. First, I'll grant you that, so I'll pick two. First and foremost, many authors don't think of their profile as a website. Too often, the authors simply think of it as a CV or resume. There's a disconnect between their marketing objective, simply get more book sales and more exposure, and the way their profile is built. Here's a simple idea. You can support your business by thinking about LinkedIn as a website you own. Not even your only website, but a website that you own. And the second thing many authors ask, how do most people use LinkedIn? Well, because authors are not like most people, I ask my clients a different question. What is your marketing objective? Or if you prefer, what would you like LinkedIn to achieve for you? You see, it doesn't matter if others use LinkedIn to seek jobs. Authors are not looking for jobs. Authors are looking for exposure. So why not build a presence that will increase that very exposure? And you mentioned something correct about the amount of emails. You can only adjust the frequency of the emails after joining groups. So I would advise authors to pick, say, one group that they would still get the email digest on a daily basis, and switch all the others either to a weekly digest or to not receiving any notification from the group, or sending the email digest to another email that is not their primary email.
Oh, that's a good one.
Authors need to control the data and not the other way around. Mm-hmm. The LinkedIn default choices are not 100% right for all.
So looking at LinkedIn and we're in this new community, if you will, this new town, and we're, you know, hanging out a shingle, if you will, letting people know that we're open for business and our book is available and who we are. We start to join groups and connect with people and help make networking introductions and get introduced to others and find speaking engagements and see what's going on and posting to our profile and updating our profile and updating our header. That's a lot that you gave us today. That is a lot.
Sounds overwhelming, but it's really not that complicated. It's a one-time effort because it's the infrastructure.
Now, like anything, you start building one piece at a time. And when I was saying it was a lot, I don't mean it's overwhelming. At least I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking it's a lot of opportunity.
You're 100% right.
So in helping our listeners just make the most of the training that they're getting here today, what advice would you share with them to help them make the most of their opportunities on LinkedIn?
Okay, so the thing that authors could perform and others find very difficult is to write and publish LinkedIn articles based on their book. LinkedIn enables users to publish articles. Authors can pick the passages that will make readers understand the benefits of reading their book and then turn them into a few articles. On their profile, LinkedIn will highlight those articles. Moreover, you get a link, so you can share that link across several groups. You can even send it to people who are not on LinkedIn, because it will work on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever, wherever you are. In my eyes, that's even more powerful for authors with no author platform. You have to remember that you just need to actively promote that link in order to get views. You don't have to give all content away. You can handpick 5 to 10% of the content that will make people want to buy your book, and then share it smartly. It could be the introduction to your book. It could be another passage. You know, we can go to Amazon, and Amazon allows us to get by email the first chapter. And the email address is not shared with the author. So why not pick a certain passage and turn it easily into an article on LinkedIn? And you can, if your book is large enough, you can build 2 or 3 articles and cross-link them and share them with the whole world and help people discover the book.
So on LinkedIn, this is an area that I wasn't aware of. Where do they publish the articles?
First of all, it's part of your profile. So if you took your book and created an article based on parts of your book, everyone visiting your profile will see the article and an image from your article. And then you can also decide to share that link, both on LinkedIn, like going to the groups you think are relevant for that sort of content, and also outside of LinkedIn. And again, it's free. You can go to the homepage, you can click on write an article, and just like Gmail, it saves the article whenever, you know, every 30 seconds. So all you have to do is pick the passage or the beginning of the book or whatever you feel will make people understand why your book is good for them.
Wow, this is fantastic. I'm right on my profile and it's right there. So normally where we type in Facebook a status update, it looks very much like that. But what it says is write an article, and then it has an opportunity for you to also post an image. Thank you, Daniel. This is awesome. Well, as we wrap up here today, there's 2 things I want to ask you. One is, how can our listeners connect with you? Where's the best place for them to go to connect with you? And what words of wisdom would you like to leave us with?
Okay, so I made a decision a long time ago that I connect with people I know well. But I do try to reply to anyone asking that person if I can be of help. So the easiest thing to do would be either going to my LinkedIn profile and click on connect, and maybe customizing the message. It would be nice. You know, I've listen to the podcast with Rolansky and I had a question, whatever, and then I will reply. Or go to danielalfon.com and take it from there. But the LinkedIn profile is also a good beginning, and I could try to help the authors who have specific questions about how to perform the actions we've mentioned along with this.
Thank you, Daniel. And for our listeners, Daniel's been a member of our author community for years, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share your wisdom with us. And so what thoughts would you like to leave our readers with, our readers, our listeners with?
It's been a really fun to have this conversation. I wanted to thank you for this. I think I came across the 30-day course creation challenge like back in the time. I loved it. And thanks for having me here. The question I would like authors to think about is very simple. What would these authors like LinkedIn to perform for them?
Fantastic. Well, to our listeners, you've got a lot of food for thought here. So head over to LinkedIn and look at yours. And if you don't have a profile yet, set one up. And if you do, read your profile as if you were a visitor on your site and make it reader oriented. Make it exciting. Make people want to read on and find out more about you. And there are so many opportunities right there on your profile page. So even if you spent 10 minutes once or twice a week, you would get long reaching results. So let's head over to LinkedIn and then come back here and post a link to your LinkedIn profile so we can get a chance to know one another. So this is Devorah Lansky from Reach More Readers. So glad you could be with us here today. And as I like to say, here's to your success.